Chapter 1. The Problem with Testimony. In 2005, my husband DJ and I, along with our three children, moved to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. It was here I realized the Christian testimony was in great danger. Danger of becoming lukewarm and even irrelevant. What I noticed was somehow over the years, our testimonies about Jesus had worn away. No longer were testimonies about Jesus, what he said, still says, what he taught, still teaches, what he did, still does. Instead, when I heard Christians give testimony, in churches, on TV, and in books and magazines, their stories consisted mostly of tragedy, sin, humble beginnings, even human fortitude, along with a vague belief in God. These testimonies were usually given without ever mentioning Jesus in the process. Essentially, the testimony of Jesus had become emotional and slightly mystical stories primarily about us. I also noticed and began to purposefully study that the stories most often viewed by Christians as highly powerful were those that made an audience cry and or dealt with relatable experiences, such as coping with or overcoming illness, death, work issues, and or the finding of comfort and belonging. And although these stories were emotionally reassuring and even courageous, often citing a belief in God, I did suspect that a Christian testimony should somehow be primarily about Jesus. Actually, my initial awareness over the difficulty we Christians have in presenting personal, clear, bold testimonies specifically about Jesus came through the pain and agony I endured during the writing of my own testimony. You see, soon after becoming a Christian, I was inspired to write my testimony in the form of a book. The vision for this book came while I sat folding laundry. My testimony would be a memoir about my spiritual life, a story written for the average person. My testimony would be a true account about a young girl who was swallowed up by the occult, cried out to God, and was then led to Jesus, where she was miraculously healed. My testimony would inspire others to trust in Jesus. Within a few years, I had a first draft written. Soon after this, I sold the manuscript to a Christian publishing house. Once I moved to Saskatoon, I was on my final edit. Of course, having taken the initiative to write my testimony to such descriptive degrees, you might think I knew what I was doing. However, the opposite was true. I kept asking myself, what is this testimony ultimately about? My strange life, my family, my healing, the reality of the darkness? You see, I didn't understand what parts of my life to focus on, nor did I know what themes to structure the book around. Also, I was too intimidated to just be myself. Needless to say, after a few years of grappling with themes and structures, and shyness, I had a manuscript in my hands, but one with no clear purpose. My vision had become clouded. Another part of my problem was I had sought out too much counsel and advice without clearly sharing my own vision. Therefore, I had friends, leaders in the church, even a Christian publisher, advising me that my testimony was for teenagers in the occult. With this advice ringing in my ears, my testimony slowly warped into a warning for Christians about the demonic and how evil and dangerous the occult can be. But the larger part of my problem was I didn't really understand what a Christian testimony was supposed to be about. In the end, when my publisher slotted my book to be released as a fictional novel for Christians, I realized I needed to take a step back from publishing and refocus. But honestly, even worse than writing my Christian testimony was speaking my testimony. This feat proved most difficult, especially after having written a manuscript. Whenever people asked me to share my personal faith, my mind suddenly filled with all sorts of details and emotions, climaxes and scene endings. I couldn't for the life of me tell my faith story concisely or quickly. During the absolute worst of cases, by the end of listening to my testimony, my captive audience was a mess of tears because of my tragedy.